WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Hardy.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.com, WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or on Twitch directly, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FivePoop.com as well. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. We're streaming live at WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, Twitch.tv/WTRLive. You can interact with us there. You can tweet us at WildTalkRadio, at RockRadioShow, at Lindsay Ward throughout the night. We're also on Gerwick.net as well. We have two previews to get through tonight. Two.
But we're going to have help with the second one.
Yeah.
But that's coming up later in the show. But yes, we do have two previews. We also have a little news. We're going to be doing tweets of the week. All that fun, happy stuff. But I have breaking news.
You have breaking news?
I feel so betrayed, but I have breaking news.
Okay.
Sonic is adding fried Oreos to its menu, and they're going to be served with ice cream. What the actual crap, Sonic? Why do you do this to me? You create heaven in fried Oreos. And if you don't knock it until you've tried it, and there are no Sonics in anywhere close to me.
I mean, you can always go, well, you know.
This is the one advantage to living out west. There was a Sonic 5 minutes from my house. Here, nothing. Nothing. That is so rude. Fried Oreos. You can only get those at like a fair. I feel so betrayed. I just feel so, so betrayed. By the way, Sonic, if you would like to sponsor this show,
media
at wildtalkradio.com. and please send some deep fried Oreos. Because I would very much like to appreciate, you know, to taste. I'll do a review on them if you really want me to. I'll sit on YouTube and stuff my face with deep fried Oreos. By the way, have you guys seen, speaking of Oreos, I know this is completely has nothing to do with wrestling, but since we're on the topic, before we get into the actual show, have you guys seen the most stuffed Oreos?
I've seen them, yes.
I want to try them. I know, like, everybody thinks they're gross because they're like an inch, like a solid inch of like cream and then two itty bitty cookies, but I want to try it.
Nabisco, it's media at wildtalkradio.com.
Yes. Anything Oreo related. Actually, the best thing in the world is like Oreo, like crumbled up Oreos that they put in like milkshakes and stuff. And just a little bit of milk. Oh, that's so good.
They won't open a Super Bowl for Chick-fil-A for a Super Bowl. It's not going to be a thing.
No. Okay, yeah. No. Chick-fil-A is not opening for the Super Bowl. They've already said that. They actually do have in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, changing topics real quick, because the Super Bowl is in Atlanta this year. They actually have a Chick-fil-A alternative for when it's not open on Sundays. And I know everybody's like, oh my God, there's a Chick-fil-A in the stadium. And... you know, it's not open on Sundays, which is generally when the Falcons play. Well, we also use it as a soccer stadium. So the soccer team plays there on generally Saturdays or weeknights. And we use it for other events too. So that's why the Chick-fil-A is there. And it's usually open when the stadium is open. It's just not open on Sundays. So yeah, if you're coming to Atlanta and you want you some Chick-fil-A, my recommendation, don't go on Sunday. But if you want to visit the original Chick-fil-A, it's down by the airport in Hapeville. Look it up. It's called the Dwarf House. You can get hamburgers there. It's one of the very few Chick-fil-A's that you can get hamburgers at. It's kind of awesome. So yeah, random food tangents right here on the rack. And if any of the above mentioned would like to sponsor us, media at wildtalkradio.com. Anyway, swerving back into wrestling. Oh boy, today was an interesting day in the rumor mill.
Yeah, the story broke. What last night? This is presented by GerhardtNet and FightBooth.com. A couple people have left Impact Wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. One person I think we never thought would ever leave Impact Wrestling. He has been there forever. He has been through all the ups and downs and twists and turns and the turbulent times and the awful times with Impact. He has stayed true. Well, Abyss has left the building, y'all. That's right. He has moved on to a far better place. That is WWE NXT. Joining him will be Sanjay Dutt. The two of them have been hired as producers backstage. No big surprise on that, seeing as Borash is there now, and he's bringing his boys in to help him out. So, yeah, but this is awesome news for them. I think a lot of people were really genuinely surprised about Abyss, because it's like, he's been very well documented in saying that he was actually offered a chance to go to WWE years ago to face The Undertaker, and he didn't do it. He didn't want to do it. He stayed with TNA. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't regret doing that, by the way, which good on him. And so now he's finally leaving for, I think, greener pastures. And I would have to say that Jeremy Borash leaving TNA last year probably has a lot to do with that.
Oh, yeah. One, their bodies, too. Yeah. When Jeremy Borash left the company, the TNA chapter ended.
Yeah, pretty much. Devils fan, I am so sorry. You ever get a chance to try Chick-fil-A, you should totally try it.
But yeah, once that ended, everyone was free game. The TNA era was over. It was over, done with. The writing was on the wall. So it's no surprise. They've both been working creative for the company. So it's like, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. It's a shame to see them go, but hopefully they add something to WWE, whether it's NXT, whether it's the main roster, whether it's working in performance centers in Europe or in India or anywhere they go.
I feel like Abyss could honestly, just based on experience alone, add a lot in terms of hardcore experience and sort of teaching people how to do that safely. And also, I feel like his talents in terms of creative, in terms of everything that he did for TNA, will be far better utilized in WWE. At least I hope they will. I mean, I think since there's been a lot of frustration since Anthem took over. I think, you know, they're looking at it from the standpoint of, we don't have a major TV deal in the United States. We're streaming on Twitch. Not that there's anything wrong with that, because we're streaming on Twitch right now. But when you're streaming
Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live. And you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe to the channel for free.
You whore. Yep. Anyway, where I was going with this was, the company has suffered a lot since Anthem has taken over from Dixie Carter, and it was suffering a lot before Anthem took over. So, you know, the glory days of TNA are kind of over, and he's taken one last shot in WWE. And he's moving on to a producer role, because it's like, when we heard this, I'm like, oh God, he's not going to wrestle, is he? It's like, that poor man has been through so much.
Joseph Park is going to be pulling apart brawls with D-Von and Jamie Noble and Adam Pearce.
And the day that happens, I'm going to lose my crap. I'm going to get on the air and I'm going to lose my crap, because I'm going to be like, oh my God, it was Joseph Park.
I know. I'm Ashiel. If you would like to hear an interview with Joseph Park, go back to the archives at rockradioshow.com where we interviewed Joseph Park. It was awesome.
It was amazing. That's still one of my favorite interviews to this day.
That's being Ashiel. Anyway.
That's being a whore. You're such a whore. Anyway, are we talking about the other thing or not?
No, there's nothing else to talk about. Let's get to the Rumble.
Alrighty. There are other rumors that are circulating. I think we're talking about those next week. Anyway. If anybody is aware, any other news that broke this week is going to be talked about next week. I know it'll be a week old, but we have two pay-per-views we have to talk about. And yes, that's what I mean.
Well, when do we get to it? We'll talk about her.
Oh, okay. We're doing that later.
Yeah.
Never mind. The other thing is coming later. Other news is next week.
Yeah.
Not that I'm being completely clear at all, but yeah. So Royal Rumble, it's here, y'all. It's going to be live. They have created a horrifying sandwich to go with it. What the hell?
So what? It looks like it's death. So it's just fried death. Anyway, so yeah, the Royal Rumble is this Sunday. Which, the one thing they're not talking about, like it's not being put over, it's at Chase Field, a baseball stadium. That's going to look so cool. Yeah,
it's going to look amazing.
I know, everyone's going to say, well, they're having trouble selling tickets. I mean, they've sold 30,000 tickets to the Royal Rumble. You know how much they usually sell to the Royal Rumble? 17,000.
Yeah, they've upped the ante on the Rumble this year quite a bit. And I think they're doing that for the Big Four now, where they're going to sell them all in big venues and then the smaller...
If they can.
If they can get it. I mean, if not, then they'll move it to a smaller building. But yeah, I mean, in terms of this being a Chase Field, it's going to be awesome. Brent, you could have gone.
Yeah, he could have gone.
I'll yell at you later for that.
Anyway,
so let's start, since you were kind enough to put the card in the sheet, with the U.S. Championship Rusev taking on your champion, Shinsuke Nakamura.
This is on the kickoff, by the way. The first two matches are on the kickoff. Think about this. 1 year ago, Shinsuke Nakamura won the Royal Rumble. Now...
Poor Shinsuke.
He's in the pre-show opener against Rusev. Not to say
poor Shinsuke.
Not to say there's anything wrong with that, but there's something wrong with it. I do not expect to see Shinsuke Nakamura regain his belt. I think Rusev Day stays strong. And Rusev, you want to maybe want to correct your English.
Fried. I meant fried. But friend death would be appropriate too.
It would be if your friend eats it. Rusev is going to retain the title. What do you think?
I don't have my glasses on. That's why I can't type. Anyway, I can't type in general either, most of the time. So, this is why I generally don't type in chat. So, I feel like they're going to keep Rusev going, but I don't know, because they're kind of in the position to make people happy right now, given certain circumstances. Let's not screw that up. That are going on outside of WWE, and there are other forces at work here, and there are certain talents that if they decided to leave would be a huge snag for somebody. And so I don't know with Shinsuke. I feel like they have to do something with him because he's really just coming to the main roster. They've missed the boat on him so hard. So hard. He should be in a way stronger position than he is right now, and he's not.
No. So who are you going with?
If Shinsuke wins, be a rematch at the next pay-per-view.
No, there's no automatic rematches. No automatic rematches.
That'll come back. There'll be an automatic rematch.
This is our
Which, again, era. That is the stupidest thing. I hate that when they get in that mood where they're like, oh, we're going to take away the automatic rematches because that sounds like a really good idea. You can't see it right now, but I'm making a face.
I can tell.
It's just dripping with sarcasm. It's on the pre-show. Shinsuke's probably going to be in the Rumble. They both probably will because this is on early enough. I'm going Rusev. I just don't see them. I know they're in the. I know I said that they're in the position to make people happy, but they could also be moving Shinsuke on to bigger and better things, aka the championship.
Will Shinsuke Nakamura regain his U.S. Championship at the Royal Rumble Magic 8-Ball? You say what? Yes. There you go. Next.
Up next, we have your Cruiserweight Championship on the line as Buddy Murphy takes on Tozawa, Urusha, and Hideo Itami, and Kalisto. It's a four-way. It's a four-way.
One, two, three, four. Yeah, four. There are four men on this matchup. This will be fun. This will be exciting. We'll get probably about 10 minutes to do flips and dives and all that fun stuff. Hideo Itami will kick some heads off. Buddy Murphy will do something stupid to make us go, oh my god, why are you doing that move? Kalisto will jump off of something, and Tozawa will do his Tozawa things. Will this be a good match? Hell yeah.
Yeah, this will be an amazing match.
Will anyone give a crap? Hell no. I'm sorry. It's going to be a good match that just gets overlooked by the end of the night because it's going to be a 6-hour show. Just saying. So by the end of the night, no one will remember that Tozawa wins Cruiserweight Championship or Hideo Itami finally wins Championship Gold in WWE or Kalisto. No, it's not going to be Kalisto. Hey,
I kind of want to see Hideo win it.
I mean, it's time for him to get a bell.
He's been so off track, and I feel like they're just trying really hard to get him back on track, but they just can't get him going. And it just seems like he needs a good title run under him to sort of start to get him going again, to get that momentum moving, and get that man with Finn Balor. Please. I mean, I know Finn's doing big things right now, but I don't think anybody would object to a Hideo-Finn coupling, either as a tag team, as buddies, or if they're kicking the crap out of each other. None of us would object to that.
None. So are you going Hideo Itami?
I'm going with Hideo Itami.
I'm going to go with Buddy Murphy. Hey, 8-Ball, will Hideo Itami win the Cruiserweight Championship? No. Will Buddy Murphy retain the championship? Maybe I did it too soon. Yes, Buddy Murphy will retain the championship. There you go, next.
Traitorous 8-Ball. Up next, you have the SmackDown Women's Championship on the line as Asuka and Becky Lynch have their rematch.
You skipped one, but that's okay.
We'll talk about this one because I want to talk about this one.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, where they have their rematch for the Women's Championship. This should be very good.
This should be fun. This should be really good. Becky Lynch is on a roll, even though she's lost the championship. They're really trying hard to make Asuka look really strong and get her pumped back up.
Mm-hmm. I can completely see Charlotte getting involved in this and continuing that little rivalry between the two.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's been messing with Becky, and that's going to be what costs Becky this match.
Okay.
Because I feel like Becky is destined for bigger and better things, so they're not going to put the title on her here.
This is weird, because this ties into the other women's match, and this ties into WrestleMania, and this ties into, let's talk about it now, Ronda Rousey possibly leaving WWE after WrestleMania.
To have kids.
Or take a break, whatever she wants to do. She's under contract, according to WWE, as they had to tell TMZ this, until 2021, April 10th, to be exact. They give you an exact date on that one. That's interesting. They never do that. This story, the Wrestling Observer newsletter story, made it to Pardon the Interruption today. That was weird.
Well, it's Ronda Rousey. It's kind of a big deal.
Oh, yeah. The goal is Becky Lynch and Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. My original thought process was you had to get Becky in the Rumble to do it. Well, she's in this title match. I'm going Becky Lynch regains her championship. As we continue on predictions, I'll tell you why. But Becky's regaining the championship.
Okay. Moving to the one I skipped, because I don't think this is going to require a ton of discussion.
Hold on. 8-Ball. Is Asuka going to retain her championship on Sunday? No. All right. Now you go.
All right. The SmackDown Tag Team Championships are on the line as The Bar is taking on the new BFFs, Shane McMahon and The Miz.
They're not BFFs. They're the best in the world.
Fine, whatever. I feel like the best in the world are going to win.
The best in the world will be your new SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Unless this is one long screw job by Shane McMahon, they're going to be Tag Team Champions.
Yeah. This is too hot. This is too popular for them not to do something with it. Although we've said that plenty of times in the past, and they never have. But I just feel like because change is in the air, and this is really entertaining, that they're going to keep it going.
Matt, he's a McMahon. He doesn't work pre-show.
Yeah, you're not going to put Shane McMahon on the pre-show. I'm terribly sorry. That's just not going to happen.
Will The Bar retain their tag team titles on Sunday? Very doubtful.
About the only time you can get away putting a McMahon on the pre-show is Mania.
Even then, McMahon ain't working no pre-show.
Yeah, and even then, it's very doubtful, but yeah. Up next, we have the Raw Women's Championship on the line as Ronda Rousey is taking on Sasha Banks in a very heated bout between the two. This should be interesting.
Ronda Rousey has gone on record that she has been wanting to wrestle Sasha Banks. She feels it's an honor to wrestle Sasha Banks. This is not the stuff they say on TV. This was stuff she put on her YouTube channel. You saw what she was able to do with Nia, and that's a struggle. And she got a decent match out of Nia. Imagine getting in the ring with a wrestler who's really, really good. You saw her wrestle Natty, and the match was really, really good. This is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, and then on top of it, you dump the heat that this feud has on it. Oh yeah, this is going to be good.
Because Sasha can taunt like no one's business. Ronda fires back the same way. They're going to scratch and claw, talk all the talk they want in the match. Ronda's going to be able to throw around Sasha. Sasha will be able to keep up with Ronda speed-wise. So it's going to be fast-paced. It's going to be intense. It's going to be really, really good to watch.
I hope they get a lot of time for this.
They'll get a good 15 minutes.
Like, I feel like this deserves time. This deserves to sort of just have its moment, because this is going to be something really beautiful to watch. Because Ronda wants it, and I think Sasha wants it. And they've just done such a wonderful job with this feud that they should be allowed to tell a full story, and they shouldn't have to rush it.
If you think about it, they have 2 hours for five matches. That's pretty decent time. Because if it's a 4 hour show, 2 hours for the Rumble, right? Basically,
mm-hmm.
basically. Give or take a minute or two. But then you have five matches for 2 hours. You get 20 minutes, 25 minutes match. You're pretty good. You're good on time. Everything's going to be able to tell its story. I'm looking forward to it. Who's winning?
Oh, this is hard.
No, it's not.
It's Ronda.
Let's be real. As much as people would think, oh my god, it would be an upset, Sasha Banks winning, you don't put the first loss. Okay, going back to the Ronda story, you don't put the loss at the Rumble. If she's going out, you make the one loss, the important loss, happen at Mania. Everyone follow along on that one. So there you go. Ronda Rousey is going to retain on Sunday. 8-Ball, do you agree that Ronda Rousey will retain on Sunday? Ooh. 8-Ball says don't count on it.
8-Ball is contradicting you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next.
Next, in another heated contest, the discontented Daniel Bryan is taking on...
the new Daniel Bryan. That's his name. They say the new Daniel Bryan.
The new Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles.
This is going to suck. It's going to be the worst match on the show. They have no chemistry together. It's going to be a one-star match that no one will ever remember.
Did you really just say that?
Yep.
Really? You just said that?
I did. No one will ever say that about this match.
If I hear anybody complaining about this match, we're going to have words.
It's gonna be good.
Unless it's me, and it does absolutely suck, but it's not. It's AJ and Daniel. This is going to be fantastic, especially with Daniel doing his new little green bad guy thing. Yeah, this is going to be... It's going to be pretty.
It's going to be good. They had a good match at TLC. It's going to be good, too. The problem with a lot of these matches... Very predictable, in a way. I mean, the SmackDown Women's match can go either way. The tag title match, I guess, technically can go either way. It feels like you're setting up for... This is where you're setting up who the champions are going to be going in the Mania, and I feel like Bryan's going to be the guy at WrestleMania. I feel like he's going to be the guy defending the belt, and AJ's going to be doing something else. What that is, I don't know. But Daniel Bryan's going to be in the main event at WrestleMania for the WWE Championship for the SmackDown brand. So I'm going AJ. I'm going Daniel Bryan retains the title. What about you?
Yeah, this is Bryan's year. This is really Bryan's year. He came back last year at WrestleMania. He's walking in this year as champion for sure. I don't see any reason to put it on Styles, because that's going to cut the legs right out from under Bryan. He's just getting this thing rolling. He's going with it. He's having a good time with it. He's enjoying it. And yeah, I don't see the need to take the title off of him for WrestleMania. Just leave it on him and let him be the champion coming into Mania.
8-Ball, will Daniel Bryan retain his title on Sunday? Outlook, not so... Okay, 8-Ball, you think AJ's winning. Okay, next.
Up next. 8-Ball's biased.
Yep.
We have the match...
You could say it's fickle.
It's very fickle. The match everyone's been talking about, where we need to believe, Finn Balor takes on Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship, and I think I agree with everybody when I say Finn Balor should win. Please, God, let him win. He's not going to, but I want to believe really, really hard that he's going to win.
Spoiler alert, the demon is not showing up.
No, if we get the demon, we're getting it at WrestleMania, and it's going to be something to behold. Because, damn it, we got cheated out of it last year. I want my demon entrance. I want the epic level WrestleMania demon entrance for Finn Balor. I need that in my life. Like, my soul requires it.
Because Finn Balor went on ESPN, and I just said we don't get the demon. Because he went out and said there will be no demon on Sunday.
There will be demon, but he's not going to be in the face paint. Eventually that side in quotations will take over, and he'll beat up on Brock Lesnar. But yeah, in terms of the actual face paint and everything, he's not going to do that.
It's the pick'em command in chat. Pick'em. That's how you get the thing to pop up. Pick'em. Anyway, there you go. Good job, Brent. Good job. This will be good. Brock wants to work with Finn, so they'll have a really good match. Brock and Daniel was really good, all things considered. This is going to be a lot better than it would have been with Braun. That's for damn sure.
I feel like Brock wanting this match, requesting it, means it's automatically going to be up a level from what he normally does, because he wants to work Finn. So he's going to be willing right off the top to do a lot more for Finn than anybody else that he's worked with in the past that they've sort of just handed to him. It's he wants this match, he wants this feud, he's going to do the thing to make it happen and make it good. And I expect this to be a very entertaining match. Now, that being said, Brock Lesnar could walk out, German suplex, Finn Balor 20 times, 1, 2, 3, it's over. That could happen. But we could also see a fight on our hands. I really want Finn to win.
There's money on Finn winning. You could do a lot of things with Finn winning. Brock stood tall on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So Finn would, technically, if you go booking-wise, Finn would have to get the heat back and sort of get his win Sunday.
I feel like they need to do something for ratings. They need to do something for interest. Brock is champion at this point is not interesting. It gets one title off the show and it sort of cuts your arms off because that leaves you with only a handful of other titles and you can't build that many feuds for the IC title. You really can't. You need that top tier title there to help basically get people where it's like you have people going for the top tier title, you have people going for the IC title, people going for the tag, people going for the women's, and there you go. And that's how that all works. And so it's like by removing that top tier, now it's like everybody kind of falls into the tag and the IC divisions, and it's suffering because of that. You need that. You need the Universal Championship back on TV. It's time for it to come home to Raw, and it would be more interesting with Finn as champion than Brock. Plus with Finn winning and them going to Mania with this, because I would not have the two touch at all at the tweener pay-per-view between Rumble and Mania. I would hold that for Mania, and that's when you have the demon show up. The only other way is Brock loses by disqualification, and then they rebook the match for Mania, and then that's when the demon shows up.
Makes sense. Very logical. Brock Lesnar is walking out Universal Champion.
I don't want him to. Damn it.
I'm going Brock. Just go with him. Go Finn.
Finn. I have to go with Finn just because my heart wants it so much.
Will Finn Balor win the Universal Championship on Sunday, 8-Ball?
God damn it, 8-Ball.
It says don't count on it.
You betraying. You lying whore. How dare you betray me. Go to your room.
Next.
All right, so here's the match that I'm have a keen interest in. The Men's Royal Rumble. A.K.A. there better be a goddamn cult leader in this match. So help me God. Because as somebody very kindly did the Where's Bray command in chat, he's been missing for 5 months, 11 days, 37 minutes, and at that point it's 21 seconds, but it's probably more than that by now. It's time for him to come back to TV. It's time for him to be injected back into the product. And so help me God, you've been waiting for months for the right moment to bring him back. Ta-da! Here you go. Even if he shows up for 5 seconds, which it should actually be more like a minute, but still, he should be back at the Rumble. If they don't bring him back at the Rumble, I'm probably going to get on the internet and scream about it like other people. And they won't care because it's a person screaming on the internet. But that's really all I care about in this match is if Bray Wyatt shows up.
For the record, when I did my predictions on Wild Talk
Radio, Ash, Ash, I do not have the mouth of a longshoreman. I have the mouth of a very well-educated sailor.
Bray is too busy with JoJo. As I wrote on WildTalkRadio.com Live, Bray Wyatt is a surprised 8th entrant in this matchup, coming in at number 25.
He could come in as number 21.
That is your number in the drawing.
21 or 25? I thought it was 21.
Yeah, 21. That's what I meant. That's what I mean. He could come. No, you're 22.
Oh, 22.
No, wait, you're 21. Yeah, you're 21. You're right. 21.
See?
Because I was looking at two different numbers. Robin Steele Fighters, by the way, you're number 20 in the Rumble. That's your number for the two Rumbles? 20. So there you go. He could come in at 21. Hawkins wins the Rumble.
No.
There are not a lot of candidates. For this spot.
Mm-mm. There really aren't.
Like, it's sad to say there really aren't a lot. When it all comes down to it, there really aren't a lot. A returning Sin Cara wins for the Latin vote. I have Sin Cara coming in this matchup. I really enjoy the Royal Rumble. And despite not having many choices to win, this is going to be a really fun match. It usually is. There's no big dog to oversee this Rumble and sort of cause panic for people like he has done every year for the last 6 years. So that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, an idea who wins, but I could also see them pulling a swerve.
Okay.
I believe Seth Rollins is winning, but I can also see them saying Mustafa Ali wins and have Mustafa Ali, Daniel Bryan, and WrestleMania.
I'd be okay with that.
That's sort of where I'm at on this. What about you?
As much as I would love to see Seth win the Rumble, I feel like you need to do something unexpected and do something like give Mustafa the win, just because it's like, one, it sets up the SmackDown title. You don't have to worry about it. And two, it's something new. It's different. It's fresh. It's not expected. I don't think anybody's we're sitting here talking about it now, but it's like, hey, yeah, we'll have Mustafa Ali win the Rumble. And he calls out Daniel Bryan and he's like, hey, dude, let's go. And could Mustafa Ali win the title at WrestleMania? I mean, it's just, it's a really cool story. And best of all, he has one of those amazing backstories that's always great for Mania video spots.
Yeah.
Whereas Seth Rollins does too, but it's like Seth Rollins, everybody, like, just to me, that's like, yeah, I love Seth, but meh, just doesn't do anything for me. Mustafa is intriguing.
My final four that I wrote are Samoa Joe, Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, and Mustafa Ali. You could see them pulling out that upset win, say over, and you tie it into what's been going on SmackDown. Mustafa Ali eliminates Samoa Joe to win the Royal Rumble. There's your continuation of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It should be interesting. In this matchup, I see the following people. EC3.
Yep.
Bludgeon Brothers.
You'll hear me scream.
Woken. Matt Hardy. Yeah.
No. Actually, I'm going to make one more demand for the Rumble. I want the moment. Okay, the moment. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Where either Luke and Eric are in the ring together and Bray comes out and they kill him, or Bray's in the ring and Luke and Eric come out and they just go for him. Because I have waited for that moment since the Bludgeon Brothers happened, because it's like some really dark, twisted version of Bray's cult that has formed. And it's like, I just really kind of need to see them like go after Bray. Because they're no longer under his spell, in quotations. So it would be very interesting to see that. I would be very happy with that moment.
I also have the Velveteen Dream and Matt Riddle in this matchup as well, along with Sin Cara and Kurt Angle.
Bro.
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 Lit.
Lit. Anyway, I'm going Seth Rollins wins the Royal Rumble. What are you?
You want Mustafa Ali.
Magic 8-Ball, will Mustafa Ali win the Royal Rumble?
God damn it, 8-Ball. You lying slut. All right, moving on. You know what? No, you ask it your question.
What?
You ask it about yours, because you keep, you know, saying mine, and it's like, nope, nope, nope. So you ask it. Magic 8-Ball, will Seth Rollins win the Royal Rumble?
It's thinking. It doesn't want to answer. There you go. There's your answer.
You lying slut. Oh, wait. No, no. It changed its answer. This is very doubtful.
Need to ask it one more time. Will Seth Rollins win the Royal Rumble?
It's confused.
It is certain.
You whore. All right, moving on. The Women's Royal Rumble match. The second ever. Still so proud of this. I don't even know what to expect. I don't even know who's going to be in it. I would not be the least bit surprised if we have more surprises.
Is everyone okay that they announce some people on the internet? I mean, are we okay with that?
Fine with it.
I mean, they do it every year. I mean, they just did it in an order. Anyway. There are like 7 spots open for surprises. I don't see as many legends as last year.
But I would expect someone on the level of, like, Michelle McCool to show up.
Yeah. I have Io Shirai and Aaliyah in this matchup. I have Shayna Baszler in this matchup. My final four are Nia Jax, Naomi, Alexa Bliss, and Charlotte. Okay. Now, I mentioned earlier, I have Becky Lynch winning the title. I have Ronda keeping her title. I have Charlotte Flair winning this match and challenging both women for WrestleMania. Two titles, one match. There's your triple threat match at WrestleMania.
I'm going Becky takes the whole thing, challenges Ronda. Because I don't want it to be a three-way. I don't want the first women's main event of WrestleMania, because that's what this is going to be. Let's all just get that out there now. Everybody can grimace and groan about it later. I don't want Charlotte in this match. I want Becky versus Ronda one-on-one. Nobody else has to be involved in this. Please, can we just get that without somebody, you know, breaking Becky's face or anything else?
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, though.
So I'm going Charlotte. You are going
Becky Lynch.
Will Becky Lynch win the Royal Rumble 8 Ball? Will Charlotte Flair win the Royal Rumble 8 Ball? Probably too quick on that one. Try it again. Most likely. There you go.
I hate you, 8 Ball. I loathe you. You're fired.
What? Well, the 8 Ball has to stay around. It's the gimmick.
No. It's fired. I want a different 8 Ball. Get me the 8 Ball's manager.
Hello.
You're rigging it.
How am I rigging it?
You're rigging it. Because you're in control of the 8 Ball. That's why.
Anyone can go in chat and go, 8 Ball, command.
It's rigged.
It's not rigged.
It's rigged.
It's not rigged. Anyway.
Completely rigged.
You can go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio Network and leave your picks, or tweet them at Wild Talk Radio on the Twitters. There you go.
Totally rigged. Anyway, we're going to take our first and only break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week and the NXT TakeOver Preview.
Also, pray technology works.
Pray technology works, because we're going to try and have some special guests to do the NXT TakeOver Preview, but technology. So, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
I'm a machine when I do it. I'll catch you fire, gasoline when I do it. Just cause you're packing whoop down sound. That don't mean I'm ever gonna take it like now. Baby, you're the man. But I got the power. You make rain. But I make it shower. You should know. I'm the one who's in control.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in... I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list. Write it down. Sparkle crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Ooh, heavy.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, FightBook.com, or no, not FightBook.com, but you can visit them, Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are back.
This is such an odd song.
This is a weird song. It's throwing me off.
It's one of the official theme songs of NXT TakeOver.
Who is it?
It's Poppy X. I think X is the name of the group. I don't know. It's very weird.
It's very, very weird. It's
very, very weird. Anyway.
Anyway, before we do NXT TakeOver, are we doing introductions before we do Tweet of the Week, or are we doing Tweet of the Week and then introductions?
We'll introduce them after we're done Tweet of the Week.
Okay. Everybody chill. They're coming. We have to do Tweet of the Week first, so Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty, Marcel. I need the pop-up cups to come back so the wannabe pros that do nothing but farm mats for 15 minutes have something else to do. Dr. Lupo. When I stream in Australia, will the game be upside down?
Yes.
Dr. Lupo. This tweet isn't about sports. I'll take all the likes from the nerds now. Thanks.
And he got a lot of likes.
He got like 7,000 likes. Dr. Lupo. Found out Liquid Chap does milk first. Dr. Lupo Banchap. He was dunking Oreos, the most stuffed Oreos, into milk, and basically, and he was banning everybody that did the milk before the Oreo. Like, drank it and then ate the Oreo. Dr. Lupo. Preemptive tweet. Like to remove zombies. Me too. Me too.
I've retired from zombies.
Lucky you.
Noam Dar, Alicia. 205 Live, tweets out, consider it. Tony Nese doesn't want to wait to get his hands on Noam Dar. And Mr. Dar responds back with, Tony Nese is a dafty. Pass that on. I like that he tweets in Scottish. It's hilarious. Carmella. She puts out a picture of her and Charlotte from SmackDown, and she captions it with, when you're trying to stay mad, but also want to know what perfume she's wearing. Charlotte responds, Coco Mademoiselle Intense.
Is that it?
That's it.
Ben Oxlade, just make the Super Bowl a triple threat match. Manish Mehta, today's recap. Saints were screwed. Refs suck. Sean McVay is brilliant. Refs suck. Patrick Mahomes is gutsy. Andy Reid deserves better. Refs suck. Dee Ford cost KC a trip to Super Bowl 53. Nobody's better than Tom Brady. And of course, refs suck. Mickey James, this whole man thing, the man thing is so cute in the age of woman empowerment. Boo, I am for one proud to be the woman because after all, we've always been the dominant sex. Or have you forgotten that, Becky Lynch, hanging out with your new bestie, Little Richard? See ya at the Rumble. Becky Lynch, not the first time she's come after the top star to further her career. Becky, well done.
She's just going for it, man. I love her.
Yeah. Mojo Riley, at Delta, you guys really dropped the ball today. Very terrible customer service at the Atlanta airport, and I guess platinum status doesn't mean anything here. Zack Ryder, thanks Delta, no sarcasm. Thank you for ruining Mojo's day.
Oh my. Wonder what they did.
Dr. Lubo, science fact, sitting on the toilet actually goes faster without your phone in your hand. Enjoy your Wednesday now that I've flushed your timeline with knowledge. Dr. Lupo, was randomly selected for the dick touch pat down going through security. I can tell this is going to be a good trip. Lance Storm, is there an announcer's Royal Rumble match on Sunday as well as the men's and women's? I think they've booked enough announcers to do one. Corey Graves, yes, I'll be calling that one too. Lance Storm, you might as well, as you're calling everything else, call it and win it. Oh yeah, we forgot to mention Jerry Lawler and JBL will be help calling the men's Royal Rumble with Corey Graves and Michael Cole. Yay. Yay. Dr. Lupo, so Farming Sim is getting in an esports league, and I'm from Nebraska. LOL, easiest W of my life. Dr. Lupo, and finally, ha 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 ha, I'm from the future now, nerds. Don't worry, the Earth is still here. That's Tweet of the Week. Now let's do some introductions.
All right, let's do some introductions because we have guests.
The NXT analyst, TJ Omega.
I'm a man with a brand.
So weird to just sit through a segment silent, just waiting my turn.
Well, you know. What you have to do.
You know, if you brought tweets, you could participate.
I barely follow anybody. I don't have time for tweets.
Really?
Aside from the ones I make.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, aside from the ones you make and put out about your high kill games.
Okay, look. I was a little bit happy, okay?
He was a tad bit happy. And
a tad bit.
I suppose we got to bring in the other person.
From 20,000 leagues under the sea, the busiest shark of them all. The assistant to the assistant regional shark, intern shark Kane Kittens.
I finally get a good intro.
You earned it, buddy.
I'm so
congratulations.
Happy.
I would question that, but sure. It's an improvement.
So, Lindsay, you were going to yell at me?
You could go to Phoenix, dude. You could go to the Rumble. You could see your wifey in person.
Both wifeys are there, actually.
Yes, both wifeys are there. You could go.
I know, but I don't have an extra $250 to throw around just to try and get on the field.
You don't have to get on the field.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
From where I've seen where they're going to put the ring past second base, yeah. You kind of do.
You can see Bray's whore ass when he comes back.
I'm not JoJo.
By the way, is anybody else wondering where she's been for the last 2 weeks?
She's on personal leave.
He liked it, so he put a ring on it.
Or a seed in it.
Bazinga.
Anyway, we're here to talk about a thing.
So why they only let me on once every few months.
We're here to talk all about NXT TakeOver, which will air live on the WWE Network Saturday night. This is, of course, as always, a very stacked show for NXT. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. What about y'all?
Always.
Should be a fun show.
it's a good card with you know, a hell of a lot of talent on it. So it's going to be damn good, I think.
Okay, well, let's jump into it. With your very first match being Cassius Ohno taking on the broman himself, Mr. Lit, Matt Riddle.
Bro.
Oh, God.
Bro.
Getting it out of the way early.
Bro. Lit.
Can this be the 5-second match again, please?
No.
Damn it.
It's going to be more than five seconds. Probably be about 10, 15 minutes, honestly. I don't know. I mean, they're doing a decent job with the feud on TV. I don't know. There's something about this matchup I just don't have really much interest in.
It might be the fact that Oh No is NXT's version of Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah. It probably has a lot to do with it, honestly.
I think you're giving Ohno a little too much credit calling him Dolph Ziggler of NXT.
I might be giving Ziggler a little bit too much credit with that statement, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like, it's a match. It's going to be good.
I think part of it is we still need to see a little more of Riddle.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see what he can do in a match, what he can do in peril, that kind of thing. Because the first appearance we had, yeah, 5 seconds, you know, kick to the head, over. Then you had a little bit more, but it's like, I don't know, you've only had a little bit here and there. I think you need to have that first good sustained match. And someone like Ohno can help get that with him, but I don't know. Yeah, I look at this and it feels kind of eh. Like, no offense, this feels like the NXT pre-show.
Well, it's the opening match, so it's designed to have a really hot opening. Because, I mean, you look at it, and it's like, yeah, you've got some really stacked matches on this card. And somebody's got to open. But, I mean, do you really want, say, Shayna Baszler and Bianca Belair opening this show? I mean, it's just, I feel like this is a good, solid way to get the crowd up, to get them excited. These two are going to beat each other up. It should be a lot of fun.
See, I could see something else opening the show and this being used as a cooldown.
Hmm.
What do you see opening, what do you see opening the show?
I could see North America opening.
I mean,
get those two out there, get it.
Do you want to melt the universe, like, right off the bat?
It's TakeOver. They've been known to do that. But I honestly think, you know, that's one of those matches where those two guys could go out and go have a hell of a match, walk to the back and go, all right, boys, beat that. And then the bar has been set for the night.
Yeah, I could see that.
We are talking about an NXT TakeOver. The bar starts pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, for me, I think, like, there's a reason why Ohno's the gatekeeper in NXT. It's the first real... It's the first real showing we get out of any real new talent that they want to buff up a little bit. It's, you know, it's what it is. It's just, it feels like a necessary first step for big indie talent coming in at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go through Ohno. That's just what you do, because that's how everyone kind of gets the handle on how things work in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the match itself should be fine. Like, I don't have any concerns about that. I don't really have any placement concerns. Like, if I'm going to start something off, you know, I might go with a tag match.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Like, this would be like match 3 for me. Save the championships for last and let this be the cooldown after Ricochet and Gargano, because that's going to melt faces off.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure people will be pregnant after this is over. Just saying. Because, yeah, Gargano and Ricochet is going to be really good. And you know what? Why don't we pick and then we can talk about it?
All right, go around the horn. Omega, who you got?
Riddle.
Brent.
I'm not saying it.
Say it.
Bro.
No,
bro,
it's going to be so lit
when you
I'm
say it. Come on,
that.
Bro.
Say it.
No, it's going to be Matt Riddle. It's going to be.
Bro!
Lindsay?
Matt Riddle.
I'm going to go Matt Riddle as well. 8-ball. Will Matt Riddle win? Just ask him later. So, will Cassius Ohno win? Ooh.
Oh.
Okay.
Still being a lying slut. Okay.
Next.
Up next, the match that will likely melt faces off and impregnate people is Ricochet versus Johnny Gargano for the North American Championship. This should be beautiful. It will be spectacular. I hope they get a lot of time because I feel like we're going to need it.
Yeah. This is going to be really, really freaking awesome. But TV's been really, really interesting lately.
Mm-hmm. I've been kind of taking a different direction.
They're doing it themselves again. I get this feeling Johnny gets his title. really think Johnny's getting his belt this time. I don't know why. Just got that hunch.
I feel like you sort of need to have Johnny get his title. Maybe even Tommaso sort of like encourages him on or helps him on or something like that. And you sort of have that quasi-reformation of DIY. But it's like some bastardized dark version where they're just taking over things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I feel like in order to solidify the Johnny character, you have to have him win.
What do you think, Omega?
Johnny's taken a few too many losses in big matches lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like it feels like for someone that ridiculously talented, it's a little bit too much. You know, and Ricochet could definitely absorb a loss here. I would love to see Ciampa get involved in this match to give Gargano the belt.
Like, go ahead.
Yeah, it could set us up for later in the night. You scratch my back. The TV has been so good with Gargano lately. I love this really slow turn to the dark side that started even during his feud with Ciampa, coming full circle to where not only does he acting like Ciampa, but he's starting to see his point of view a lot more. Like,
what happened on Wednesday was great. Like, he's thinking about it. He's thinking about going with Ciampa again. And Candace's like, no, you get out of there. You just go away. You stay away from that boy. Do not go near him again. Go home. We're going home now. Stay away from him.
That boy's a bad influence.
Mama Candace.
That's exactly what happened.
I feel like Candace, when Candace hears the internet collectively go, please come get your husband, she just like comes and gets her husband. Like, she just knows exactly when to do it. She's a very good influence on Johnny Gargano. But I kind of want to see Candace go to the dark side too, just a little bit. But I feel like this could also set up something between Ricochet and Ciampa, where eventually Ciampa's probably going to go up to the main roster. So it's like, you get the title off of him, but you have him and Ricochet feud before he goes.
Ricochet and Ciampa should be WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, that should. Yeah.
So to get there, Ricochet needs to drop his belt, right, guys?
Technically.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Brent?
I don't know. No, it's like everyone's talked about. Gargano has yet to win the big one. The closest he came was being reinstated in quite possibly what may have been match of the year, but technically it wasn't really a match, so never mind that. No, Gargano has taken losses. He needed Ciampa's help to beat Black in the cage. He needs something, and I mean, Ricochet can lose the title, but I don't know. I have this...
What?
Every time we've said, you know, this person should win. That, like, you know, so-and-so can take a loss.
Yeah.
It always backfires.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've always been like, this is Johnny's time. You know, he can beat Ciampa.
He can beat Andrade.
Yeah, he can beat Andrade. He can do all of these different things, and it just doesn't happen. And I wonder if losing to Ricochet again full-blown pushes him over the edge, where it's like he's starting to go dark. He does, you know, he's doing all of these different things, and he's just trying to claim that title, and let's say Ricochet pulls it out. I just want to see that little, like, that breaking moment where finally he just snaps, and it's just like, nope, I'm tired of doing all of this. I'm just going full-bore kick-ass kind of thing.
But I could also see that happening in the match. Like, there's a moment where, like, everybody sort of appeals. Something happens to Ricochet, and everybody appeals to Johnny's better judgment. And they're like, you should help him. You should be Johnny Wrestling. You should take, you know, you shouldn't, like, be a dick and, like, beat him up. And then Johnny, I could just see him standing over Ricochet. He smirks at him, and then he just, like, goes for whatever he's going to go for. You know, even for the finish of the match. Like, Ricochet's down. He's out. He's almost looking for mercy, and Johnny's just like, nah.
Puts him in the escape, and he passes out or something.
Yeah, and like, it's just Johnny almost going for a really vicious ending just to sort of show that progression, because I love, like Omega said, I love the slow burn on the Johnny character, where we just see him week after week just get a little bit more dark, a little bit more like Tommaso, until eventually he becomes Tommaso. Like, this is just amazing. Whoever's writing this deserves an award, because this has been so well done so far.
All right, let's go around the horn. Who's winning, Brent?
I want to say Gargano, but like I said, it's just thing, you know, I don't know. So I'm going to take Ricochet in this instance. Omega. Because I think he can drop the belt on NXT.
Omega, who's winning?
Between the help he's been getting from Tommaso and, yeah, Ricochet and Ciampa being the obvious match for Mania, Gargano.
Lindsay, who's winning?
I'm going with Gargano.
I'm going with Gargano as well. I was asked earlier in the chat room, and they're going Gargano as well for the 8-ball. Next.
Going Lone Wolf here, damn it.
Up next, we have the NXT Tag Team Championship on the line as Undisputed Era takes on the War Raiders.
I feel this one very cut and dry. I feel like they're going to slowly push Undisputed Era down a bit because they're going to start phasing them upward to the main side of things on the main roster and slowly take them down a peg in NXT. Just sort of simmer them down a little bit and then so like they're not entrenched in all the stories. So when they go up, they're not killing any stories. I feel like you gotta get the belts off of them here to do that. What do you think, Omega?
I do feel like on one hand, like we've had them around for about a year and a half now. And I at the same time, we've had injuries with the Undisputed Era, so we have not had as much time with the whole unit as we would have liked. But I could see where it'd be about time to start splitting them off, because Adam Cole needs to be in the top card of NXT. Like Fish and O'Reilly need to be a tag team. Roderick Strong was a last minute change of plans,
but it's worked very well.
It's worked very well, but I could see where the splinters can happen and these guys could go off and do their own things and not be lumped together as a unit anymore. And I do start to wonder just like how much longer that's going to be before that comes to pass. I don't know if this is the time to do it, though.
I don't think you're breaking them apart. I just think you got to drop the belts. I think you got to... I honestly think, as a unit, they need to go up together. Because they work really well together. And if you have strong...
You're not going to see them go up together. They don't know what to do with the last faction they brought up together.
Yeah, but I don't want them to become their... I don't want Cole and O'Reilly to be, the revival up on the main roster. Together, they stand a better chance.
Do they? Because we've got Sanity over on SmackDown who does nothing.
Let's be real about Sanity.
Sanity's going to get Nikki Cross.
They're not going to get Nikki Cross. They were a fun NXT act. They weren't always the best wrestlers. They're really good wrestlers with good personalities. They would work on the main roster more so than Sanity. Sanity had a gimmick that worked with the NXT crowd, but you've seen it a lot on the main roster.
Can I interject something here?
No, it's, no.
F you. So,
what do you think it is? Your show?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I do. So here's my thought on it. You bring them up very close together, but they each get their own debut. So it's like Adam gets his own, Roddy gets his own, and then O'Reilly and Fish get theirs. And then that way they each kind of get that moment in the limelight. And then you slowly bring them together to reform Undisputed Era on the main roster. Like, you don't bring them up as a group, but you bring them up in succession where they just kind of show up. And slowly you see those bonds start to reform, because the flip side of this is you have to have a group that's going to challenge Undisputed Era. And as much as we all love Sanity, it's not going to be Sanity. And there's really no other faction on the main roster right now.
You say that. There is talks of a new faction on SmackDown Live. Rey Mysterio, Sin Cara, and Andrade. I mean...
No.
LWO.
Okay. Now, to be a realistic answer, imagine this as a feud. New Day and Undisputed Era.
Uh-huh.
There's your faction.
Actually, if they could make it happen, and they're not going to, but he's not going to be signing with them, is you have Adam Cole come up, you have him wrestle, and he wins like a title pretty much straight away, either IC or US, and you just have Kenny Omega show up.
Did you?
And just be like, remember me, bitch?
That would be lit.
That would be lit. But just to do something like that, just to have a huge surprise, or something else, but... I just feel like bringing them up as a complete group is a mistake. They all need to sort of come back together. And then you have to find a faction aside from New Day that can feud with them. Either you form the club, again, with Balor or Styles, or, there's a certain culty family that could be reformed.
No, no, that's never going to happen. You keep telling me that. It's never going to happen, even though I've pitched never, like
I say could. It's hypothetical.
I've pitched
the family could reform.
Anyway.
They gotta get Luke and Eric back on the Kool-Aid. Once they get Luke and Eric back on the Kool-Aid, we're in business.
All right, getting back to this match, Brent, who you got winning?
I'm going to go with the War Raiders only because you've had Undisputed Era with the titles for, 8 months now? Maybe a year?
They dropped the belts to Mustache Mountain, but then they got back.
So yeah, that was a quick drop and turn when they went to the UK, right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, the Undisputed Era has run roughshod basically over most of the groups they've faced. I mean, they did lose in War Games, but they faced a super team, essentially. But in that match, I mean, you just saw the War Raiders run roughshod in there. And I think, finally, you can do this. You know, the Undisputed Era has numbers, but these guys are just dominant forces that they're going up against. And finally, you do get to see, not a breakup, but like, finally there's an opposing force that can stop them.
I wouldn't agree with that. I also feel like you need to show what the War Raiders can really do, because they are a tremendously amazing tag team. We get little snippets of it here and there, but we don't get to see a lot of them. And it's kind of a now or never thing because of that, because they've been there a while. We haven't seen a lot. They're not on TV a lot. You need to sort of do something to bring them into the product. And this will do it.
It would. Who are you going with, Lindsay, then?
I'm going to go with the War Raiders.
Omega, who are you going with?
I could see this one going either way, honestly. I think for me, it's just a case of if not the War Raiders, then who? Because I'm struggling to figure out who Undisputed Era hasn't already gone through in NXT.
There aren't a lot of tag teams that you really can push in that direction.
Can we name NXT tag teams?
Street Profits.
DIY.
They're not back together yet.
There's the...
Yeah, well, the one Rock named isn't in NXT right now.
Yes, they are. They've been on NXT. No, they are not.
They're off defending Evolve's belts.
They were on TV a week ago.
Forgotten Sons.
And they got killed by the Forgotten Sons.
They're fighting on the pre-show.
Yeah, they're fighting next week on NXT against the Forgotten Sons. See?
Right, but technically, the pre-show.
Yeah, I know.
Mustache Mountain?
They're NXT UK tag team. They're not an NXT tag team.
They had their chance.
They could come back.
Anyway, who are we going with, Omega?
War Raiders.
I'm going with War Raiders. 8-Ball. Will the War Raiders become NXT tag team champions? Don't count on it. Next.
God damn, 8-Ball.
8-Ball's going with the DQ.
It's just difficult tonight.
It is.
You have, in what's sure to be a very fierce contest, Shayna Baszler taking on Bianca Belair for the NXT Women's Championship.
This will be interesting. This is going to be Bianca's biggest test. She did really good with Nikki Cross a couple weeks ago. But this is a big stage. Can she handle the pressure? I think she can. And I think she stays undefeated. Or, wait, undefeated. There you go. What do you think about this match, Brent?
I think, like you said, this is going to be her testing ground. She's had matches on NXT. She's had a controlled environment. But this is the first time she's going to be in the, you know, have the big crowd, mm-hmm. that live atmosphere.
Yeah. It's going to be 8,000 people.
Yeah. Only 8?
Yep.
But in US Airways. Okay, I thought it was going to be about 12 in
right
US Airways.
Right now, it's currently 8. We'll see what it is by showtime.
All right, fair enough. I think they're going to have a test. I think they're going to put a good match with her and Shayna in the fact that Belair's not going to be afraid. She's going to walk right up and punch her in the mouth. I think the difference, though, is going to be who's at ringside. I think you can draw this out a little bit more because I don't know if they're ready to put Shirai in the champion spot. Because I think that's the telegraph next one, aside from the possibility of Belair. But yeah, I can see something where Belair puts up a good fight, she's about to win, and then all of a sudden there's Shafir and Duke to just turn the tide enough. And then either Belair gets her rematch next takeover, or you have like maybe a multi-person with her and Shirai, and Shayna when it comes time to move Shayna up.
Oh my god.
This is going to be an iffy one because I'm just
ride that middle line. Come on, do it.
Bianca's come a long way. Like I've liked her growth. Simply, you know, starting from I can whip my hair
back and forth.
I wasn't going there. I don't know. Like I'm trying to imagine the match between these two, and it's such different styles. Like it could be very hard fought match. It's going to be a very hard fought match no matter what. But it could be one of those where it's really interesting to see their styles go back and forth, or it could be a complete clash and not work once you actually put it together. I don't know, this one's kind of a toss up. Like I don't know what to expect from this one.
I think that's a good thing, Lindsay.
I would agree with that. Yes. Again, new, different, unexpected. These two have never met on TV. We've never seen them go. So, but yeah, like Omega said, this could be really good or this could be really bad. And with any luck, they've been practicing together, so it'll be good. But I'm curious to see how this goes because Bianca prides herself on her ability, on her strength, and so does Shayna. So there's a very similar value there between the two. It's just a question of who's stronger and who's better.
All right, round the horn. Brent, who you got? Cool. Omega, who you got?
Auto draft.
Sorry, I'm not used to this mute button. Damn you.
Nope. Too late. We already auto drafted for you.
Nope, piss off. No, I was going to say, I think Shayna's going to win because I think Belair's going to be cocky enough because that's the other part of her attitude is just like she's the EST of NXT. And I can see Shayna, because part of Shayna's thing is also, I'm just going to break you down until the point that you lose. I could see, kind of like when we had Shayna early in her progression, Belair's going to make that one mistake, and then, boom, she's locked in the clutch.
All right, so official person who's writing down picks, Brent picked Aaliyah for auto draft. So it's
no.
Written down. Omega, who you got?
I'm keeping track of these picks. What are you talking about?
Put down Aaliyah. Anyway.
Toss up in what the match could turn out to be. Toss up in who could win this one.
Do I need to do the coin command in chat to give you an answer?
No. I don't know. Like, I never like anyone winning on their first shot at a championship unless they're someone like Asuka. You know, and I like Bianca, but she's not Asuka. I don't care if she is undefeated. So, let's go with Baszler, because it's outside shenanigans.
Okay, Lindsay?
I'm going to have to agree on Baszler. I mean, just you're building her group. As much as I love Bianca, we've seen how undefeated streaks grow, and it can get ridiculous. And after a while, Asuka needed to lose it, and they did. So it's like, if you take it away from Bianca early on, it's not going to become a problem later. And you're not going to kill Shayna's group in the process. So I just feel like, yeah, Shayna from outside interference.
I'm going Bianca Belair, and chat already did the coin command, and they believe Bianca Belair is going to win. So there you go.
I mean, I would love to see Bianca win. I just don't know if that's going to happen.
All right. Main event time.
Main event! In the other match that will impregnate people, Aleister Black takes on Tommaso Ciampa for the NXT Championship.
It's going to be good. I mean, there's nothing really to say about this one. It's just going to be really good.
They're going to beat the piss out of each other.
Yeah. And we're all going to love it.
Between Ciampa's knee and Black Mass, someone's losing a part of themselves in that match.
We don't deserve NXT. We don't. This is going to be brutal. This is going to be amazing.
And it's going to end with Johnny Gargano helping Tommaso retain his title.
Absolutely.
And then we're all going to stand there and scream and go, Johnny, no!
I would love to see Candace start coming out.
Johnny, yes.
Imagine if Candace starts coming out with Ricochet because she's putting it on him to go save her husband from the evil psychopath.
I mean, we've seen worse.
I mean, is it wrong that I just have this low-key idea that, like, half the roster just wants to bang Ricochet? Just because he is that pretty? Am I the only one that I just get that vibe that, like, everybody is, like, low-key in love with Ricochet?
Well, that or it's like a Highlander thing, and they're trying to take his power for themselves.
That too, that's entirely possible. But either way, that entire roster is fascinated with Ricochet.
The entire crowd is fascinated with Ricochet. It's not just the people behind the scenes. Everyone, as soon as he walks out, is just mesmerized.
Because he's pretty and he's talented.
I'm sorry. I think the quintessential moment was during the feud with Velveteen Dream, and he did the run, the plancha outside landed on his feet right in front of Dream, and you could just see Dream, like, lose it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dream fell in love there.
That happened, and he was just like, take me now.
Yeah, that was it. That was the exact reaction. Just take me now, right here, in front of the cameras. I'm yours.
Like
that,
that's still a moment I like to go back and watch, because it is insanity what Ricochet can actually do, and with such ease.
I was going to say, and the sad part was, it was so effortless. Like, just run, jump, land, and it was just kind of like, you want it again? I can go, I can just let me do this.
No, it's
just... It's an unmatched level of confidence in his body and what it can do.
I just love that moment where he just kind of looks at Dream like, you rang? You want something from me? What do you want?
Well, and I mean, we've seen other people be able to do the hot, you know, the high spots. Neville with the Red Arrow. You've seen, you know, just a plethora of them. But whenever you watch him or Ali set up for their moves, there's hesitation. Like, do you have your footing? He just looks like he can just go, oh, you want a corkscrew? All right. Done.
Well, maybe he can.
Oh, we know he can.
All right. Around the horn. Brent, who you got?
Yeah, it's not... Aleister Black has bigger things for him coming soon. Probably very soon. And it's not going to hurt him to lose, especially if Johnny decides to rear his nerdy head. Ciampa is moving on to WrestleMania weekend with that title, and then the ultimate matchup against either Ricochet or someone else. But yeah, Ciampa's keeping that belt.
Omega, who's winning?
It's going to be Ciampa. He's going to retain. I don't think anything's taking it off of him until Mania weekend at least. And even then, I kind of doubt it, because he's going so strong right now. There's going to be something evil is going to happen during this match. And I am so looking forward to it.
All right, Lindsay, who you got?
I gotta go with Ciampa. I just don't see them taking the title off of him yet. He's too good, and I love Aleister Black, but he's had his time, and now it's time for him to go join the wifey on the main roster and have fun.
I'm going with Tommaso as well. 8-Ball, will Tommaso retain his title? Yes.
Oh, now it decides to behave.
I have one more question for the 8-Ball. Okay. 8-Ball, will Kenny Omega be seen sitting at ringside during NXT TakeOver? Says ask again. Hold on. Give it a few seconds. Let it warm up again. 8-Ball, will Kenny Omega be sitting at ringside during NXT TakeOver? It is certain.
In complete violation of his contract, Kenny Omega.
Hey, he could. It's not violating contract sitting at ringside. He could have bought a ticket.
And he just happens to get caught on camera?
Yeah, they don't have to acknowledge him.
Actually, if WWE wanted to, they could buy the contract out early and have him show up at the Rumble.
Yeah, they'll never do that. Anyway.
They'll never do that, but they could.
Anyway, that's our preview.
That's our preview. So everybody remember, tune in your Pick 'em Picks by what, 5 p.m. on
tomorrow. We're only doing Rumble Picks. We're only doing Rumble Picks for a group. So it's facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork. You got till 2 p.m. on Sunday to do that.
There you go. That's the time. But you have plugs, so plug away.
We, the four of us, will be live in about 10 minutes or less for Fortnite with Friends, but we'll also be live this Saturday following NXT TakeOver to review it, like we normally do. Speaking of Saturday, CB Radio Midnight-ish, we are doing the Greater Than Great debate on hard-hitting movies. Is that a good way, describe it, Brent?
We'll just go with that. Just, oh, this is going to be a weekend.
That's Saturday night, midnight-ish. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will be on the air following the Royal Rumble with the Omega, Heartbreak Mike, and Tim Stein. We'll be back Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, and right back here for The Rack next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bellas Season 4, Episode 2, now available. Episode 3 will be available at some point next week. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, to search The Rack Radio Show. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTRLive. It's at Wild Talk Radio, and it's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
All right, well, Omega, where can they follow you on the social medias?
They can follow me pretty much anywhere. They can find someone named TJ Omega, unless you want to go over to Facebook, because that's some other guy. I'm TJ Reviews over there. But everywhere else, you can find me on Twitter at TJ Omega. You can also find me on YouTube at TJ Omega, where the bulk of my content is. And then for content that is not on YouTube, it is over at TJOmega.net.
Awesome, Brent. Great, you can find him at Kane Kittens on Twitter.
Damn mute button. Yep, that's where you'll find me. Just find me there on Twitter, because otherwise I'm probably either in a dungeon working for close to 2,000 days now in a row. Yay. Or I'm hunting zombies, which is what I will be doing very shortly, because, damn it, I want that sled.
Well, we'll be doing other things. Anyway, Fortnite with Friends is coming up next. Lindsay, go ahead. Plug us.
All right, you can follow me on most of the social media at Linsward, LNSWARD. You can check out our very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightboot.com. So for Rock, for Omega, for Brent, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back Saturday night with our NXT TakeOver review, and in just a couple minutes with Fortnite with Friends. So stick around, stay tuned, it's going to be a lot of fun. We are not serious, sweaty players. We have a good time. We enjoy ourselves. So till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.